404 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. Yep, nope, it is. It's Wednesday. Nice stuff going on. We got beautiful, beautiful weather. I had the opportunity just seconds ago to venture outside. Got to say hello to Julia. She came off the bus and waved to my my buddy on there, Cooper. Good kid. Dave and Alfred are back, the A-team. We had Dave and Alfred, who were in charge of Julia's bus last year. Just two great people. Another tribute to our Hanover County Public Schools. We do a pretty good job up here. I got news for you. We really, really do. I want to remind you that we've got a lot that we are dealing with, including a pair of tickets for you. Yep. A pair of tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band. That's going to happen. And Doswell, Meadow Event Park, the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series, Serve Pro Pavilion. If you would like to win those tickets, pay very, very close attention, because your chance to win them coming up 4:20-ish. All right? Just stay close. That's all I got to say. Is it possible that Bobby Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is going to be dropping out of the presidential race and endorsing Donald Trump? I would hope so. I would. It's interesting because Donald Trump and Bobby Kennedy don't actually agree on a lot. What they do agree on is that Kamala Harris poses an unbelievable threat to the United States of America. She would completely and totally destroy our economy. She and the liar who's in the vice presidential slot, Tim Walz, are committed hardcore socialists. And if we had anyone in the legacy news media ranks worth a damn, they'd be asking questions. In fact, they would be asking questions about why Kamala Harris has not been asked any questions. They'd be asking questions of the Democrat leadership about their coup. But, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Hey, listen, they're cheating again. They cooked the books again. Nobody's surprised. That's the real ugly part of this, isn't it? Nobody's surprised. If we were shocked that they engaged in this underhanded chicanery, then sure. But nobody's shocked. And we're all just going on with our lives. Is the honeymoon going to end, do you think? Because this has been probably the longest political honeymoon in a while. Solid month. Well, most people, traditionally, have not really thought about elections until after Labor Day. Well, Labor Day is coming up pretty soon, in another week or two. And then does everybody hit the ground running? Then do we start getting questions asked? Is it too late? Don't forget, it's only, a month away before the early voting begins? Early voting across the country. How many people will have voted for president before there's a debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris? Just think about that. Bobby Kennedy's running mate was on a show the other day, and I want you to take a listen to what she had to say, because I think it's absolutely fascinating. Jerem, how about cut number 8, please?
You know, there's two options that we're looking at, and one is staying in, forming that new party, but we run the risk of a Kamala Harris and Walz presidency, because we draw votes from Trump, or we draw somehow more votes from Trump, or we walk away right now and join forces with Donald Trump, and you know, we walk away from that and we explain to our base why we're making this decision.
Okay. Well, I'd like you to explain why you're making the decision. I'd like to hear it, because I think it's the right decision, by the way. The very fact that she says that, and the fact that I got a text not too long ago, I checked the time, probably within the last hour, 90 minutes or so, from the Kennedy folks saying, we've got a big announcement on Friday, says to me that that's probably the announcement. I don't think it makes any sense to continue the campaign, do you? I think Bobby Kennedy has been very, very successful in exposing the Democrats as being completely and totally, thoroughly dishonest. And I don't know what else he can do. And you take a look at the numbers, and he's on the ballot in a lot of states. Understood. But he's not going to win. And that's okay. Look, I'm not on any ballots. Are you? I think he's done an absolutely wonderful job. And he's done a great job of exposing the Democrat Party for the collection of lying hacks that it is in the year 2024. It's sad, but it's true. So what's left for him? Well, how about a role inside the Trump administration? I think that would be a great place for him. I really do. Maybe that's what the announcement is. It's possible. I need you to listen to a very brief but very clear economics lesson. Do you know the name Milton Friedman? If you don't, it's okay, but you should know the name Milton Friedman. And you should go back as soon as it is safe for you to do so and take a look at Milton Friedman. In the meantime, I am going to give you a very brief snippet, and you could consider this the introductory lesson in Econ 101. You could view this as the first class where the professor is just starting to explain one or two things that are going to be covered in the class. Take a listen to cut number one.
It is a device that governments have repeatedly resorted to try to cover up the effects of their own policies. It is offered as a cure for inflation. It is not a cure for inflation. It has never been a cure for inflation. It is an alleged cure that is far worse than the disease, because its effect is to repress the symptoms, to repress the consequences of the more basic force. I always say that if you want to analyze wage and price control, the simplest analogy that brings it home is to think of a kettle on your stove in which there's water and the water is boiling. It's got a cover on it, and the boiling water is threatening to throw the cover off. Now, obvious sensible thing to do is to turn down the heat under the kettle. Another thing you can do is to take a brick and put it on top of the kettle. And at the same time, turn up the heat. That is precisely what President Nixon did in 1971, when he simultaneously put a brick on top of the kettle by freezing prices and wages, and at the same time launched on a more expansive monetary and fiscal policy, which turned up the heat under the kettle. And what happened? The lid of the kettle blew up. You held it down for a little while, and then you had a 12%, 13% inflation. That has been the experience every time, not simply over the last 20, 30 years, but for 2,000 years. Emperor Diocletian tried the same thing in Rome 2,000 years ago with identically the same results. So I have nothing but a negative opinion about wage and price controls.
Now, you would think we could learn from others rather than have to repeat mistakes.
Apparently, nobody can learn from history. The government is too big, it's too intrusive, it restricts what we can do, it's becoming our master instead of our servant, and we've got to react against it and cut it down to size.
Well, there you go. Price controls, what could possibly go wrong? I have a better question for you. What could possibly go right? I mean, think about it. You have this federal government, which has not had a balanced budget since the year 2001. And is currently $35 trillion in debt. But somebody inside that federal government, which has not had a balanced budget since 2001 and is $35 trillion in debt, knows better than Tom Leonard at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market exactly how much a pound of American cheese should sell for. Really? Okay, well, You better make sure you're diversified. Seriously, you better go buy Powerball and Mega Millions. Because if you are counting on the federal government to have those ideas in place that are going to work, you are easily misled. A couple of minutes from now, I've got the tickets for you. I'm telling you right now, KC and the Sunshine Band will give you those tickets at 420-ish. It is 414 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.